Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Fungula. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you tuned in to one of our previous episodes, we're going to read a comment from one of those. Danielle, why don't you go ahead and read that comment and tell me which episode is it from?
Yes, so I've pulled this one from our episode with Dale Smith Thomas.
Love.
And Alex Lopez 2925 wrote, "Thank you all for another wonderful and amazing Tuesday episode. I am 40 years old and mother of four, and boy, oh boy, does my body feel it. Mm-hmm. But like Dale, I've learned to look at myself in the mirror and thank God for my functioning body and for blessing me with each wrinkle, every gray hair, and mom pooch, because I know there's a lot of people who have passed on really young. Mm-hmm. So each year, I am more grateful to age more and more and see my kids healthy and happy alongside with the love of my life. Love you, ladies. Have a beautiful, blessed day."
That's a beautiful comment. Thank you so much, Alex. Right, Alex was her name?
Alex Lopez, 2925.
Thank you so much for the comment. And anybody else who has been leaving us comments on YouTube, Spotify, our Instagram page. If you've left us a review on Apple Podcasts, thank you so much for doing that. We definitely read them. So thank you for doing that. And if you want to call us and leave us a voicemail message to tell us what you're grateful for, what your gratitude is, if you need advice about something, you can call us or text us or email us. Danielle will give you all that information.
Yes. So give us a call at 747-300-5380. You can email us at fungulapodcast@gmail.com. And then, of course, on Angela's website, there is a form you can fill out there as well. And you can say all the things.
Yes. Now, on this episode, we have a very special guest, Spencer Sutherland. This is an incredible music artist. This guy's a rock star. Okay. When I tell you, he is so cool, like, there's some people who try to be cool and you're like, okay, you bought a new outfit, cool. No, this guy just oozes cool, where you're like, oh my gosh, I'm in the presence of a rock star right now. That's who Spencer Sutherland is. And his music is incredible. Love his music. He has a new single coming out in a few days. So be on the lookout for a new single dropping from Spencer Sutherland. Look up all his music because he's incredible, and see when he's on tour and definitely go see him. But for now, you can see him on this episode, where we get into our mattitudes and our gratitudes. We share stories, we laugh, we have a great time. So enjoy this episode with Spencer Sutherland.
We just wanna have fun. Yeah. We just wanna have fun. Come on. Let go.
I'm so happy you're here.
Me too. I'm glad to be here.
Okay, so I'm gonna geek out just for a second.
And then can after.
Okay, yeah. If you want. Yeah. If you have any geekable things, let's do it. Fangirl geek out is what I mean. So I was
fanboy geek out.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm a fan of you.
Oh my God, thank you so much. Yeah,
you're really cool.
So I was recently introduced to you, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was like, okay, I'm gonna listen to your music. And I have music artists and different kinds of guests that come on and do deep dive through their stuff. This is great. When I started listening to your music, I started to feel things.
Really?
Yes.
That's so cool.
Like, your music. Okay, let's just start with your single that's out right now. Your most recent one, Glamorous Life, right? Just anthem, just banger. You feel good. Listen, you're like, oh, this feels really good.
Thank you.
Then I start going through all your, like, older stuff, and I went on an emotional journey.
No way.
Of like your music is nostalgic. Even though it was like my first time listening to it, it was all like nostalgic. It was taking me to different seasons of my life, and then I'd be in one song and like feeling this one season, and then all of a sudden you hit like this like R&B like riff type thing with your voice. And then I'm like, all of a sudden, like I'm back in the 90s and I'm like that teenage girl that was like crushing on this boy or whatever. Jeez. And then you say something else and I'm like driving down the road on a sunny, beautiful day, dreaming of whatever I want to dream about. Like, I don't know, man, you really made me feel really good. well, listening to your music.
I think my PayPal went through for that. So thank you for saying that. That's why I make music, is to make people feel like that. And I think that it took me a long time to like know, you know, like what that was.
Yeah.
I had quite a journey of like figuring that out, yeah. But it's so cool to hear all those things. And like, even when you said like 90s, mm-hmm. and then like there's, I just try to sound like my favorite artist.
That's, I mean, all. We went 70s. We went, yeah. Like, it was like Queen had a baby with Andy Grammer, and I was just feeling good.
Shout out.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It was like, it just and felt
I think
really they, good.
I think Andy Grammer and Queen did have a kid. I'm not for sure, but I think it did happen at one point.
On TMZ, I saw it. Okay, one more thing I wanted to say about the feelings. Now, I don't know how you grew up or your faith life or anything like that, but I come from like the non-denominational Christian background, mm-hmm. where it's like you do like praise and worship, whatever, and they have the band playing and you're singing the songs. And then there was like a moment where that one song would start that the whole congregation loved, yeah. and were shouting it from the top of our lungs, and we're like singing to God, and it's like penetrating our souls, and it's just like there was, and I wish I remembered what song I was listening to at the time, but I remember like I'm listening to it and I go, wait a minute, I feel like I'm at church right now, like this
oh,
is
cool.
wild. And
yeah,
I just wanted to add that to it.
Well, I love listening to gospel music, but I love like the blues is my favorite mm-hmm. thing ever to listen to. So if you ever hear those soulful runs, it's just because,
yeah.
just nonstop you, Muddy Waters and Buddy Guy and BB King, and hearing that kind of music is the blues is literally, there is no rock and roll, there is no hip hop, there's no indie, there's no any of that without the blues, because that's kind of like what, you know.
When did you start doing music?
Let's see, I'm 19 now.
So.
I was like singing, I've sang my whole life. Okay. I've always known I wanted to sing.
Did you take music lessons?
No.
Did you like, you just were like,
I did choir and theater in school.
Okay.
Which was so much fun. I also played sports a little bit, and I like chose, I was like, I don't think I'm going to be an NBA player. So yeah. I'm going to try to be a singer. And right before I went to college, I decided last minute that it just wasn't, I just couldn't do it.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, it was a little scary. Like my parents were like, we support you.
Yeah.
But uh-huh. I'm from Ohio. Like mm-hmm. people from Columbus, Ohio don't, mm-hmm. they don't do that. Mm-hmm. So they're like, get a part-time job and mm-hmm. do community college and you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And then one day I just moved out here and never moved back.
Yeah.
But no, I just like, I always sang and I did a long journey of couch surfing out here mm-hmm. and writing with everybody. And I've written with like everybody in town for a long time.
How did you get those rights? Like how,
just
if you were
like DMing people, like,
beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, my life like really changed during the pandemic when I figured out like how to go viral, and the internet like changed my life for sure. And then I went on tours and I've been all over.
Incredible.
The world.
We're going to get into that. Okay. So on this podcast, we do mattitudes and gratitudes. Like what makes you mad? What's the thing that gets on your nerves? You know what I mean? That's your mattitude. Something that gives you puts you in a bad mood, gives you a bad attitude.
Do you have
your
one?
Mattitude. Oh, I have, yeah, plenty. Oh. Let's see, today, we had technical difficulties before today. Like something is wrong. We go back and forth from LA to Nashville, back and forth. And
God,
every
I love
time,
Nashville.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Every time we come back, something is missing. So we came back and one of our cords was missing and it's literally nowhere in this place. It's wild. So that's my mattitude for today.
Yeah.
So we're going to get into your mattitude and some of your gratitudes
okay.
of your life. Like, what are you grateful for from childhood to 2020 COVID? Would love to hear about that to yesterday. Whatever is on your mind and heart about, I'm so grateful for this because, you know, I wouldn't be here today or I wouldn't have met this person or blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. Would love to hear all those stories.
Sure.
And then I had one thing I wanted to, oh, you posted something yesterday that was so powerful. You were talking about all the crappy gigs that you had leading up to where you are today.
Yeah. There's so many. Yeah.
It was so real. And like, people need to see that, because they just, it, for somebody who's just finding you today, and then they see you're on tour, you're in Paris, you're in whatever, you're this rock star, you're like, oh, like, he's this guy. And then you post this, like, no, this is me performing in a Mercedes-Benz dealership.
Dude, that was one of the roughest gigs ever.
Tell me about that. Like, what?
Do you want to hear about that gig?
Yeah, I do.
I got hired to do, like, I had to wear a tuxedo too, and I didn't know that until I got there. And so I had to go, and they, like, paid for the tuxedos, but they were, like, boxy fitting. So we walked in, and we're playing this gig, and it was for, like, $1,200. So, but at that time, like, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And we show up, and it's literally just, like, a crappy, sorry, I'm trying to get better with my sailor's mouth. It's like the worst setup ever, like PA wise. There's no mic drums. Everything's bad. And we're like, guys, this is going to be a rough one. It's going to be a rough one. And it's all
guys,
covers.
We're in a dealership. It's going to be a rough one.
Yeah. I mean, our setup, there were like Mercedes around it, which you think is cool, but it felt weird. Yeah. And so I'm doing like R&B covers. I'm doing like, I'm singing Pony by Ginuwine. And
not while Steve's trying to get a over here.
I don't know what's happening. It was some sort of corporate party, but there were still people shopping for the first hour, like looking at cars. And they were just, what is happening right
now? Yeah.
Why is this like sexy time
when
I'm trying, you know what I mean? Like some white guy with spiked hair singing Boys to Men.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? And yep. I did sing Boys to Men. And I sang the hell out of it.
I bet you did.
But, yeah, we played for like 2 hours. And we weren't allowed to have any of the catering. And we went back to the hotel.
Not we weren't allowed to have any of the catering. You're the band.
Give me some grilled chicken. You know what I mean?
Give me a skewer.
Give me a skewer or two. Give me a pig in a blanket. You know?
Give Unreal. Me
those weird little
didn't
pizzas.
Didn't even send you with a plate home.
Didn't even send you with a plate home.
Tell you what, that wasn't a Mexican party. Okay. Wow.
Bunch of white people didn't
I'm
know
so
how to
glad
cook.
You had that photo, and I'm so glad you posted it, and I'm so glad that you're able to remember it and tap into like how awful it felt so that where you're at right now feels so much better. Feels so good.
So much better. That's just one of many, and I didn't even end up getting paid. We tried to settle up, and they were like, yeah, we'll send it, and they just ghosted me.
No.
Not the dealership, the company through the dealership. So Mercedes are cool. Keep buying them if you like them. But yeah, there's so many. I mean, I played restaurants and bars and one thing, like I said in my post was, it really taught me how to like get people's attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing like if older people came in, I would start playing some Elvis. And like if like 15-year-olds came in, I'd play some Justin Bieber.
You're knowing your audience. Like,
yeah, if I saw dads, it was just Steve Miller Band.
Let's like, go.
Yeah, I was watching what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
It taught me so much. I'm like really grateful for it. And now I kind of do the same thing, especially when I'm opening for like a bigger artist.
Uh-huh.
I know how to, you know. And I also like, love, I'm not just saying this because you, but I love stand-up. I love your stand-up.
Thank you.
But I love to like implement some of that into the show, and I like to like banter with the crowd.
I love it.
Yeah, it's fun, and people love it too. And
did you ever do stand-up?
No. Okay. No. I've been writing some stuff, though. I want to go and just do it.
Do it.
Yeah, like a 2-minute whatever.
Oh,
it's so difficult. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But I feel like it'd be good for my music.
Totally.
Yeah, and my acting and everything else, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny because I did, I was going through your Instagram and I was like, a lot of comedians follow you. Like,
yeah, it's so funny. I archived a lot of my Instagram because I'm like about to launch a new record. Yeah, I know so many comedians. I listen to a lot, and then I was in a comedians basketball league.
Oh, fun.
With like Matt Rife and Vinny Fastline and like that. Uh-huh. Gang. And then I met so many people through that.
Yeah.
I know you know Adam Ray.
Yeah, we just went to his show.
He's the best. He's so great.
The best.
I've known him for a long time, and it's so cool to see him just absolutely explode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's like another, just he reminds me of like, your timing's your timing.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, He's had a lot of success in movies. He's been in so many movies.
Big movies.
He's been doing good for a while.
Also,
and then in these past few years with his like Dr. Phil and everything, like that's just exploding. And I love to see good people have the best time.
I was at this bar in Phoenix. It's called Carry On. It's an
Oh yeah, we went there.
The airplane bar.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really cool. And I'm sitting there.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, Adam's the voice.
Yeah.
Adam is literally the voice of like, welcome to Carry On Airlines. And I hear him in so many commercials and so many, like he's been doing voiceover movies and stuff for like 15 years, something like that, 20 years.
Here's a fun fact. Adam introduced me on tour for my entire tour because I had an intro video that was like a montage of like my career. And then it just goes black. The screen goes black and it goes and it gets silent. And all of a sudden you hear Adam's voice say, "Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Angela Johnson Reyes."
I want to find it so bad, but I think it's going to take too long. But he did that for me too.
No way.
For my tour.
Isn't that incredible? What a good friend we have.
That's so cool. And you get to hear him every night.
I love it.
Yeah. And he's the best voice. So it's great.
And when I remember I reached out to him like the day of my first show of my tour. And I was like, I need a different voice. The voice that I had was not working. And so I just texted him. I was like, bruh. It was just
David
a
Spade.
Voiceover person. Oh. But I was like, bro, I know. I hate to even bother you and ask you, but would you mind doing this for me and like introducing me for my tour? He immediately like sends me back like 5 different options of takes.
It's always that too.
Just so professional about it. And I was like, oh my God, perfect. Thank you. Anyway, fantastic.
Well, this is an I Heart Adam Ray podcast.
Yeah.
And we'll get shirts made.
We'll clip it and tag him.
Yeah.
I want to know, before we get into your Matitude and Gratitude, one more little section here I want to dive into was the thing that blew you up. Like you're mentioning in 2020, you figured out how to go viral. Like what were you doing right before that? And what was the thing that set it off that you're like, oh, my life is changing?
It was actually 2021. 2020 was me trying to do all of the things that were going viral, like the dances and everything, like all that stuff. And that really didn't work. it just didn't work for me. And I remember in 2021, I was releasing singles, but I was so tired of seeing everybody go viral with like, some songs were great, but some were just so bad, but they were still like blowing up. It's because of the content they're making. And I just was so like burnt out. Mm-hmm. So I just didn't care anymore. And I remember I posted a song of me just singing that like "What's Up" song. And now I wake in the morning.
Is that one of my favorite songs of all time?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It's so great. But it wasn't trending. It's like from what, 1990 or 89 or something like that.
Oh, I don't even know.
Yeah, from sometime. It wasn't like a trending song. Sure. And I, I had been like figuring out like my style and everything, and I just didn't care anymore. Like I just like walked in front of the camera and just sang it. And then I woke up and that was the first like time I had a viral video. So then I started doing a bunch of covers of like not trending songs. And that's how I really got started. Wow. But then it was the open verse trend where someone would leave an open verse.
And who'd you do it with?
Well, I had so many, but I did like one with Teddy Swims. I did like 45 million. Like it was crazy.
No way.
It was going nuts. Yeah, it was like a crazy, crazy thing.
I don't even know it. I want to see it now.
And then I started doing others, and then that worked. And then the best part was when I started, like I went viral for my own music. Because that's like, that's your own like heart and soul.
Yeah.
And that's like a special feeling that like this thing that you spent a year and a half making, finally, like there's like a crowd out there for it.
Mm.
Yeah. And the algorithm is evil sometimes, but.
Totally.
Yeah. But then, I'm so grateful. I've gotten to go everywhere. And
what was your first big tour where you worked with you opened for somebody, like your first big artist that you opened
for? I opened for this boy band, Big Time Rush.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah. I still see them all the time. I mean, I was just talking to one of them this morning, but they all live in Nashville now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, you should have them on.
I should. Tell them, please.
Awesome. I will.
Tell them we'll be back in Nashville.
Clip this. Big time rush.
Uh-huh. Isn't there like three of them? Four of them?
There's four of them, yeah.
That's four episodes right there.
There we go.
Four episodes.
Done.
And then a conjoined fifth episode.
Yeah. You're a genius.
Yeah, perfect. I know.
So, okay. Then.
So I opened for them, right? Uh-huh. And it was their comeback tour. It was 2022. They hadn't toured in like 8 years because they kind of took a break and after the show was
How'd
over.
How'd they find you?
This is what's crazy about the music industry. Everybody's fighting for every tour and everybody was fighting for that tour because it was like amphitheater arenas, big tour, all selling out. And I didn't even have my agents go out to them. I vaguely knew one of them at the gym.
Mm.
We're going to this like little boutique gym in Studio City. That's now gone. Mm. And I walked up and we would just talk once in a while. And I walked up one day, I was like, "Hey dude, I know there's like a million people trying to get on your tour. Just letting you know, would love to open for you guys. Think we'd have a really great time."
Did he know you were a musician?
Yeah. I had seen one of them was doing solo. Logan was doing some solo stuff. And we had done a couple of things together.
Okay.
Little shows together. And I was like, we could work out. We could drink tequila. And we could sing. It'd be really fun. And he's like, "All right, we'll mention it to our manager." And that usually means like, no way.
Yeah.
And
see you later.
The next day, offer in my inbox.
Oh,
crazy. It's all just like relationship to relationship, which
it is.
Is tough. Mm-hmm. But in that instance, it was great. It was like people just want to be on the road with their friends and they want to hang out
100%
with their friends and people that are, I guess like the talent part doesn't matter to a lot of people. That does for me. I want the artist to be cool or else I'd have my friend Drew from high school open for me.
Yeah, sure.
He doesn't even do music, so.
Yeah. Totally. That's wild.
Yeah.
Congrats on all of that.
Thanks. And then, of course, like after that, I went on my first headline tour. And
when was that?
2023. Yeah, I'm pretty like I've been doing this for so long, but but I've been doing it at a different level for only like, 2-3 years now, which has been the best 2-3 years of my life, for sure.
How does your family... What do they say? Like seeing you in this season of your life where, like you said, you've been doing it for a long time, but in these past few years, it's up a notch. It's up many notch.
They love it. They love it so much. Sometimes I have to like tell my mom, like when I send her a new song, you can't send this to like your friends.
Yeah.
But she's so proud. Like she's like so into it. And they're like the reason that I have such an eclectic music taste. They're the reason I discovered Elvis and David Bowie and the Beach Boys and like everybody else in between.
Yeah.
I've said this in a few podcasts, but my dad loves DMX. Like, you know what I mean? Like very, you would not think that this guy, like it's just so eclectic. Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, like it's all over the place. And I take a little bit from everybody. That's why I love Bruno Mars. Mm. He's my favorite. Living artist, because he like takes a little James Brown, a little Michael, a little Elvis, a little Stevie, and it just like it turns into this like thing.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
So I think I do that a little bit too.
I believe that. I would agree 100%.
Thanks.
your song right now that I really am just like feeling wonder.
Oh wow. Yeah, that's an old. That's 2020, I think. Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, thanks.
It's so, and that's the one that you know who that one gives me a little bit? John Billion. It gives me a little John Billion.
I want to write with him so bad. I think he is such a genius.
Clip it. Yeah. John Billion.
John Billion. John Billion, Adam Ray collab.
Yeah. No, that it gives it. That's what it makes me feel like. Just the
one, cool.
One. Like you, and then you're like, you play with the words a little bit and like, I don't know. I love it. I'm just
really cool. It's like my waltz song, like dum, 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 ga, dum,
uh-huh.
dum, dum, dum. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it feels really good. I like that one.
It's the hardest song ever to sing live. Because the pre-chorus goes from like chest voice and then all of a sudden to the limit of my falsetto.
Yeah. Did you hear me just try to do it right now? I mean, yeah.
It's high.
It's beautiful. I love it.
Thank you. That means a lot.
And I've been trying to, ever since I started listening to you, I'm trying to like show it to everybody. You guys got to listen to this, right? And then I become that person.
Oh, man.
That, you know, when you try to show somebody music and they're totally not ready for like new music, they just walked in the door and you're like, watch, listen. And you're trying to give them this. Like, so they like join you.
Yeah.
I've become that person right now where I'm like, right? Right?
And they're like trying to like finish what they're doing. And they're like, yeah.
No.
So good.
So good. So good. Yeah.
It's really great. This is awesome. Yeah, I do that same thing.
Mattitudes and gratitudes. Let's get into it.
Yes, please.
What makes you mad? What gets on your nerves?
The first thing that, very cool painting, by the way.
Thank you so much. I did it myself. Just kidding. I got it at TJ Maxx.
I was like, oh my God.
I got TJ Maxx Home Goods.
My mattitude,
yeah.
The first thing that came to mind, you know, I fly like so much, is the TSA.
Okay. What specifically about it?
Well, this like just happened this has happened a few times. I like have this pair of boots that I love and I have four pairs of them.
There's some rockstar.
They're like different. They're just, they're like black, like leather, and they go with everything. And I have different levels, like one's like really worn down, then kinda, and then a pristine pair for like only shoots, and then one for stage. And then I have one that has, that's like bedazzled, and then I have white ones.
Yeah.
All the same, love them, wonderful. So I pretty much wear those, like even when I fly. Mm-hmm. And they always go off. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know why, I'm not, there's metal or something. Or
mm-hmm. Steel toe.
They're not.
Oh, they're not.
Yeah, so I can't. I don't know why they always go off. And so I obviously have to say a pre. No contact. You know, I'll show your passport, your ID.
I don't want to talk to anybody as much as possible.
Oh,
when I'm going through that security.
I'm going to get into a whole airport thing here. But number one is TSA, because I just go ahead. And when I put my stuff, I take my shoes off. And this guy goes, you don't have to take your shoes off. And I was like, no, I know. But they always go off. He's like, no, you don't have to do that anymore. So I went, I zipped him back up, and I, as I'm walking through, it goes off, and I go like this. And I just to like prove a point, and then I go and I take them off, and then I go through again, it beeps again, and I'm like, I realize I have an AirPod in my pocket. So I take that there, and they take me to the side screening, and then like, we have to like pat you down.
Too many beeps.
And there is the... It's like someone who's never flown in there forever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they just can't, for the life of them, figure out like if they're supposed to put their hands up, they can't figure out anything. And I'm also early for my flight. There's no reason for me to be mad, but this is where I'm just so mad. And this happens like three or four times. And I'm just in this situation for 20 minutes. And then I finally get through, and then I have to do it again, and then I have to do it again.
Oh, no.
And then they pull my backpack.
Oh.
And I have a salt shaker for some reason. And he goes, and this is where I was fuming mad, even though I'm there 2 hours early. I'm going to go to the lounge and be extra. And he takes the salt, and he takes out this like little like thing. And I'm like, what is this? And this guy's so cool. He's like a country bumpkin. I mean, going from Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts pouring the salt in the thing. He's like, this is how we detect explosives. And he whispers it to me. And he's showing me like how this test is done. And I'm
science
like, it's
experiment.
Just pink Himalayan sea salt, man. Yeah. and he's just like, what are you in town for? And we start talking. And he actually calmed me down.
Good.
So he's the good TSA guy.
Yeah.
But
But
it's just like, man. It's just, that's my mattitude.
Yeah. I love a good TSA person that has a good attitude and knows that this is like a stressful experience for people. And so they're chill about stuff.
Yeah.
Not lazy chill, like where you're like, there's a line
like
of people. Can you do? Yeah. No. but they're just very chill or funny. A funny TSA.
A stand-up comedian TSA agent is mm-hmm. so fire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Where were we? I think Seattle.
I know. I was like, there was one that was just cracking jokes. I think I saw him on TikTok like later
yeah,
that
yeah,
week.
Yeah,
no
yeah, yeah.
No way.
Like, that yeah. guy. That's his thing. Like, yep. It's just his shtick.
I love those TSAs.
Yeah, I think it was Seattle. Yeah. I know, because I don't understand the ones that have such attitude. I'll never forget this one. There was a trash can and I had an empty coffee cup and it's right as we're going through the conveyor belt and I toss it and it misses and I don't immediately bend down to pick it up. Like I set my bag down knowing I'm going to go grab it. And the guy's like, pick that up, and just gave me so much attitude. And I was like, and I literally looked up and I said, I am.
Yeah.
Sir.
Yeah. There's no, it's just no
time. Like, there's no, I was like, there's no need for this.
No, there's not.
We're all just living together on the rock. Let's mm-hmm. calm down.
I also love a funny flight attendant. I people are so turned off by it and they're just like, leave me alone. I love one with a shtick. I love just like a sassy flight attendant. Yeah. Just absolutely. And honestly, flirt with me. You know what I mean? I am obsessed with it.
Yeah.
I'm flirting with every flight attendant.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. I saw a comment in one of my posts recently. We were talking about flight attendants, and sometimes flight attendants are just the worst, but then sometimes they're amazing. And so people were saying how they do gifts for flight attendants, mm-hmm. and I never thought about doing gifts for flight attendants. Like, it just doesn't cross my mind.
You're going to get free drinks and stuff.
It didn't even cross my mind. So this one guy was saying in the comment section that he gets $5 Starbucks cards because there's a Starbucks in every airport. $5 is going to get you one drink.
Yep.
And that anytime somebody is just like extra gracious with him, or like they don't even need to like upgrade him or whatever, but especially if it is an upgrade, like the lady at the gate is just like, oh, we have one seat available. I'll just bump you to like extra leg room. And he's like, you know what? Here you go.
Yeah.
And like it goes so far. And then not only that, it probably feels really good to just make somebody's day with a little coffee, you know?
I'm going to start carrying around Monopoly money just to be like,
you know what?
Just go ahead and
275 Sal. Might want to hold on to that. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I got 300 grand at the airport today.
Yeah.
From this guy who looked like a vampire. Go ahead and you got an extra seat up there?
That's hilarious, actually. Yeah.
Well,
it's really funny.
I'm going to start doing it.
That's a good one. And then one time I bought, there was a See's candy kiosk at the airport. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get a little thing of See's and give it to the lead flight attendant out front and tell her, hey, it's for the team today. Thank you so much. And especially because my daughter was a little younger and if she cries, whatever, like I just need some grace, you know? And you always want the flight team on your team. For when the other passengers are like, I hate kids. Then you got the flight team that's like, well, then fly private, sir. Like, you want that flight attendant. You know what I mean?
You definitely
so I was
do.
Like, I'm going to get on the plane. And so I like try to butter up with like some See's candy. When I tell you, she said, thank you. And just threw it like that. And I was like, oh, damn it.
Give me that back.
Give it back. Giving it to my connecting flight team.
This one time, rest in peace, Spirit Airlines.
Oh. Are they donezo?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Where have you been?
I don't know.
This was my, I don't think that this is a flex, by the way, everybody. I was sponsored by Spirit Airlines for the last like 4 years.
Get out of town. What do you mean sponsored? Like
free flights for me and up to like 5 or 6 people.
Yeah.
It was their Music for Miles program. Hashtag Music for Miles. It was really wonderful and it saved me so much money.
I love that.
But one time.
Well, that's why they're out of business now.
Yeah. Actually, that joke has been made to me so many times.
Okay,
like,
sorry.
This is why.
So hacky.
They could have. No, it's good. It makes sense. This one time, it was like, honestly, like a month or two before they went out, I sat down and this flight attendant, he like shows me his phone and he says, this guy looks like you. And it was me. And I think he was just trying, like, seeing if I would be like.
Is this you?
Or just to be like. Yeah, if I wanted to talk or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, that is me. And it was so, so, so embarrassing.
Oh, no.
He proceeds to announce that that we have. And also, like, none of these people know anything about me, right? So I'm in seat 12A or something. Mm-hmm. He's like, mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen, we have a rock and roll star on the plane. And I wanted to absolutely like melt in my seat. Just melt in my seat.
So here comes Adam Sandler from the back singing.
Yeah.
The wedding singer.
Billy Idol for some reason. Yeah. And I'm just like, so, and the guy next to me is like, and I went, dude, I don't know. I do music, but you wouldn't know. Like, yeah. There's no way you're going to.
And he's like, the boots, I do know.
And, yeah, exactly. I saw you in security.
Yeah.
And you are in trouble. So he starts bringing me free tequila. And I'm so embarrassed that I'm scared to even go to the bathroom because I'm people are going to be like, oh, that's the guy. So sing for us or whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just not in it. And I get really drunk on the plane because he brings me.
And now you are singing for everyone.
I don't ask. He just keeps bringing it. So I'm doing a meet and greet at the end. No, I'm not.
Oh, you're up there with the pilot being like, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You want to fly it? I'm like a little boy with a fake pilot.
Wow. That's equipment. Hilarious.
It was crazy. It was just like, I'm just going to drink all these little Cazadores. Uh-huh. Yeah. And it was fun after that.
Well, I bet. I had a kind of similar situation happen, not on an airplane, at a nail salon, which my nail salon joke is how my career blew up. Okay.
Of course.
So this is recently, in the past 4 years. This was right, maybe 2022.
Is this in LA or Nashville?
Nashville.
Okay. In the Gulch, probably.
It was right on 8th Avenue, not too far from Zany's. And I was getting my nails done. And the owner clocks me right away. And he's like, oh my gosh, we're fans. I'm like, okay, that's good, because you never know. And so then.
Right.
I come back again, right? And this time I'm coming in from the back door and he sees me walk in because I parked in the back and he was like, oh yeah, come in. Here, I'll take you up to the front so nobody sees you, right? Yeah. And I was like, okay, it's not really necessary, but okay, right? And he goes, here, I'll take you to the front. He puts his arm around me, starts walking me to the front and he goes, Angela Johnson, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God, you did not tell me this.
I swear.
And you're
I was
just,
like, oh my God.
Red.
And because it was very much like he was trying to do me a solid and then his inner thoughts just got the best of him and he was just like, Angela, she's here in the
it
salon.
Just happened,
I was like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Isn't it funny when stuff like that happens? Like you're like sometimes like people will be like, I'll get to whatever, have a driver or something. And one time there's a security there. And I was like, what do you think?
Yeah.
What's going to happen here? It's usually the president. It's like, no one cares.
They're escorting you with the ear things.
Yeah.
And they're like, the package is moving. And you're like, oh, okay.
I'm the package.
Then you get serious. You're like, oh, wow.
That actually is my nickname, is the package.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's getting cheered.
I'm not kidding.
Is it really?
No, it's not.
Spencer,
the package Sutherland.
Do you have siblings?
Yeah. Two brothers. Younger and older. I'm right in the middle.
Cute.
Big surprise.
Cute.
Big surprise. Give me attention right in the middle.
What do they do? Your siblings?
Well, they all are musically inclined. They don't do anything in music.
Okay.
My older brother is in government.
He's one of the three letters. Okay. FBI.
He's in the CIA. No, he's not.
My brain was like ABC.
He works in Columbus in the government there.
In Columbus.
I feel like the Columbus.
Uh-huh.
Olympus.
Uh-huh.
I feel like the job title changes quite a bit. And then
depends on what mission he's on.
Yeah.
I'm filling in so many blanks right now.
Eagle 444.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's what he's on right now.
Very cool.
And it has landed. The younger one is kind of like me in the way that he went to Ohio State and graduated and got a corporate job right away.
Yeah.
And hated it. Hated it. So he learned how to do reselling online.
Uh-huh.
And does that full time.
Yeah.
And makes really great money at that. He found out the science behind how to do it. And now he's working Bruh. 2 hours a day.
Yep.
And he lives.
Cracked the code.
He cracked the code of life.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense. As a kid, as a little kid, he would do that too. He would find workarounds in school,
uh-huh.
in elementary school.
Well done, dude.
He'd be like, I didn't break any rules technically.
Yeah. I know a few people who do that. The first was young, like I'm in my 20s. This is before Amazon. It was eBay was the only place that you could do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And my friend's dad was an eBay seller. So anytime I'd go to her house, like their garage just had
his stacks, garage is crazy.
Racks of just
shoes,
stuff.
And toys. And
yeah, but he was making money.
Yeah.
Yeah. For yeah. Sure. Well, good. That's cool.
It's cool. It's like we each do something completely different.
Uh-huh.
And it was really fun to grow up. We were all pretty close in age. Mm-hmm. So we all played baseball and basketball, and me and my older brother used to do like an Elvis tribute show when I was in like fifth grade. I was Elvis, of course. And oh. I was also like I was an overweight kid too.
Oh, I love it.
So I was like chunky Elvis. It was great.
Oh my God. You were Elvis in his latter years.
Exactly.
Which, hold on. I can't, I'm using my phone to record. Isn't there a display of something of yours at Graceland?
Yeah.
Yes, I knew I saw it.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
at Graceland like 2 months ago.
Wait, what?
You saw it there?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
I'm going to Graceland in a couple of weeks, but.
Wait, hold on. What?
Tell me. I know, it's crazy.
I forgot about that.
Elvis's museum, right? Like uh-huh. It's his house, and then there's a giant complex of like all of his jumpsuits, his cars,
been there,
jewelry.
Love it.
Yeah, it's so amazing. They have a section of the museum called the Icons Museum, and anyone from like Hendrix to Kiss, The Rock, like all these people, John Stamos, like they give something of theirs to put in the museum. Like The Rock has a jumpsuit, and Lennon has a piano, and.
Whoa.
Buddy Holly suits there. Like they all send something. People that are inspired by Elvis, Casey Musgraves, like really anyone. And I have two jumpsuits next to each other. Yeah, I'm in the back corner, which is the best place to be honest.
Yes, I'm so cool. Pretty sure I have a picture of it on my phone.
Really?
Yes.
I'm next to Blake Shelton and Shawn Mendes.
Yes.
How cool, man.
It's really, really cool. I can't believe they let me in there. But my favorite thing to do is when I'm there, I wait till people are kind of going up and like reading the like, little plaque and I always just go up and like, they let anybody in here now. And they turn and sometimes they're just like I don't even think about it.
They're like, right, who's this guy?
That has happened before. I don't know. But super cool, super. It's I can't top that.
Congrats.
In my life unless I have an entire house and museum someday. So we'll see what happens.
I don't doubt it. I already fangirled out. I'm not going to do it again, but I don't doubt it.
But so you guys had an Elvis cover band or what was it that you did?
Well, it was just me and him. Yeah, we like played the song and then he played guitar, like one of those first act guitars, like really badly over the song. And then I sang with my voice hadn't dropped yet, you know. What you want for the money? Two for the show.
Oh, adorable. And you were chonky?
Yeah.
Oh.
I did it at elementary school one time, and then I did it at my great-grandma's retirement home one time.
I will adopt you right now. That is...
Where are the papers?
That is adorable.
But I always was like, I was always performing, and like when we'd have family parties, we would all... I also loved... Like I grew up like watching The Amanda Show, and like...
Amanda Bynes?
Amanda Show.
Truthfully, like... SNL is what I loved, but I wasn't able to watch it as much. Like Amanda Show, Kenan and Kel, all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I tried to do those shows with my cousins and everything, and I would write skits.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is why I love, I act sometimes. I don't act a lot, but I want to more, but I think I've always had that.
I think you will.
Yeah. I think so too. I just got a new agent. So
get it.
Yeah.
Here they come. Here come all the I mean, look at you're here. Hello.
That's what I'm saying. I'm
okay. Let's jump into some gratitude.
Okay. Gosh, dude, we're a problem. Because we're just tangent.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Kings and queens. Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
I could just tangent off a tangent off a tangent.
Yeah, me too.
And then we're in a whole different city. You know what I mean? But.
And we went from Nashville to Seattle, back to LA. Okay. Gratitude.
We were in the air. We were in a non-city.
We went to Memphis for a little bit.
Okay, we did. We've been all over the map.
We have.
In this conversation.
We have.
Give me a gratitude from your life. Anything that comes to mind from childhood to today.
There's so many. Like the obvious answer is the people that come to my shows and that they travel like from America to Europe, like some of these people, it's their first time ever being in Europe, and they'll just go see my show and then they'll make a vacation out of it.
Tell me a specific story of that time that you heard. Like, did somebody DM you and say, hey, we flew in from Detroit, or they saw you at the show and they're like, we flew here to see you from Tampa.
Yeah, there's a lot. I played a show at this place called Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut.
I've done it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. There's so much comedy there, actually. I remember that week there was like three comedy shows. And then for some reason, me and CeeLo Green.
Yeah.
Which is a wild.
Perfect.
Yeah. And speaking of tequila from earlier, me and CeeLo.
Great time.
Oh, yeah. After the show, it was great. Because I also loved him too, and still
I love tequila. I haven't had a drink in a while, but I love it. What is
it's the only thing I drink.
What is your favorite? Are you a reposado? Are you añejo? Are you what are you? Are you on the rocks? How do you take it?
Like, if I'm just like out with friends, it's just a tequila soda usually. Okay. But if I'm like wanting to, I really like mezcal. I've really gotten into mezcal just recently.
Okay.
But I'll take it anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was wanting to vibe with you on that, but you lost me at mezcal. But
well,
let me tell you,
you're a repo, huh?
Yes, repo. Mm-hmm. But repo's probably my go-to.
On the rocks?
When I think, okay, so here's how I would do it. I have a nice chilled bottle in the freezer.
Oh, I like this.
Okay. It's a chilled bottle in the freezer. I haven't had a drink in a year and a half, but I'm got my eye on the tequila waiting to come back. Okay. So nice chilled bottle in the freezer. And this is, I'm visualizing, it's a Lalo and it's actually Blanco. And, you know, it's clean.
Love
it's
that brand.
Beautiful. And then in a nice glass, maybe there's ice. If I have a big block that I have frozen, if I don't have any big blocks available, I probably won't be doing ice. I'll just do the chilled.
Because it's chilled.
Yeah. Okay. And then a little squeeze of orange. My homegirl taught me this one. Just a little squeeze of orange.
I like that. It's weird and different.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Oh, wow.
And I'll just sip on it. Just after dinner, getting ready to go to bed. Just
nightcap.
Ooh.
Yeah. I do the orange with mezcal. Like it's a tequila and orange is a kind of a secret.
Yeah.
That,
do you do coffee and orange?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I just did an orange like cold brew like somewhere. I forget where I was.
Delicioso.
It was great. Uh-huh. Yeah, orange is the secret.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's get back to your gratitude because
the Foxwoods story.
I took over.
Oh, Foxwoods. Yeah, there was a a girl there, and I was like, why does she look so familiar? And I realized it was this girl from Amsterdam that like just came for this one show. It was like a 25-minute set. Like I was opening for CeeLo. It was me and CeeLo, and I was just like opening the show.
What a great show.
It was a great show because the check was great.
Okay.
And then also like they gave us all suites, you know, like they do for the talent. Mm-hmm. And it was just a fun trip. I brought the whole band and we just gambled the night before.
Yeah.
Had a 10-minute sound check, 25-minute show. And then I was going to go gamble again. Like it was a nice like vacation, honestly.
Yeah. So Amsterdam flew in.
And she flew in. I was like, oh my God, like that's so crazy. And to go across the world for a 25-minute set.
Yeah.
And then there's these other girls that came from California and Alabama, and they came to Spain at a show in Madrid.
Wow. Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah, it happens a lot. And part of me feels a little bit like, you guys don't have to do that, but it's really, really cool.
You know what? I agree with that. There's part of me, I feel bad. Like
I do a little bit too.
When people come to my show from somewhere else, and you didn't have to do that. You got a hotel? I'm sorry.
I'm apologizing.
I'm sorry. But they love you and they want to be there. And I'm like,
yeah, it makes
I'm so
them
sorry.
Happy.
Yeah.
And they get to go see the city too. Like,
yeah.
You know, they're going to see your show for an hour or two and then, and they're going to go to whatever spot they saw on TikTok in the center of wherever you were.
What's your audience like? Like the demographic of it? Is it just diverse across the world? Just.
Yeah, I'd, you know, I think like maybe a majority is like younger female, but it's kind of all over the place, especially since like some of this rock and roll, like I'll be in this, be doing like a meet and greet before the show and a 65, 70-year-old lady will come through, like rock and roll lady.
Yeah.
And she just like, I just saw you on Instagram.
Love it.
I love what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of gay men too.
Yeah.
They go hard.
Yeah.
They rock out, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 65-year-old lady, it might have been my mom.
Oh, yeah?
Here's the thing. So I was doing my deep dive, and I was like, yeah, a lot of comedians follow you. And I was like, you know, it'll show you like your mutuals
yeah.
that you have. So I'm going through like our mutuals. And my mom was on there.
No.
I swear. And I was like, Mom, what are you doing here?
That's awesome.
So then I took a screenshot or sent the link to my mom. And I was like, you follow him? And she goes, oh, yeah, I love his voice.
Oh, that's cool.
And I was like, oh, he's going to be on my podcast. And she was like, oh, no way. And then she said, I plugged my phone in. She, oh, yeah, we got to do something. I send her a little picture or video or something. But she said something like, she loved your voice. And I forget what she said. Something about Wayne's World. Like she brought up like the scene in Wayne's World when they're rocking out to Queen.
Mm.
I forget what it was. I got to check my phone. But anyways, so it could have been my mom that was at that show because
I love that.
Apparently she's a big fan and didn't even tell me.
Well, I like that. We'll have to, yeah, send her a picture or something. One of my favorite things to see at the show lately in the last like year or two is sometimes there'll be, you know, like a 16-year-old girl there and her dad will come. Actually quite a bit. And if you look in the back of the club or theater, like they're kind of like back there watching.
Yeah.
And my videographer has a video of one of them and he had no idea who I was. But if you go to a show, right, mm-hmm. you're expecting like, especially if you discover me at a big time Rush show, you're like, here comes this like
yeah.
pop boy.
Sure.
And we're doing massive guitar solos. And I'm just like, you know, I'm like going hard. Like yeah. it's a rock and roll show.
Yeah.
It's pop music, but it's a rock and roll show.
Yeah.
And there's this video of this dad just going.
You took him back.
Yeah.
You took him back.
That's what I'm saying. Like we, you know, I watch Journey's shows and like those, I want to feel like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You watch a Kiss show. It's like, oh my God. Watch an AC/DC yeah. show or a Prince show.
Are you on tour right now?
No. I don't go out for a few months. We're about to start. When does this come out?
She'll tell you the exact date, but I got to look at your schedule
because
I got to come to your tour.
This will be out.
Just edit it in there.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this right now, it's August 4th.
Perfect. I have a single out in 3 days then.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, and I heard it. It's so good.
Oh, I am the most excited for this that I maybe have ever been.
Why? Tell me why.
It's just the most me. Mm. It's like, it really is a song that if it got two listens and 2 views online, I wouldn't care. That's how like proud of it I am.
Mm.
If it feels very much like me and
you're like, this one's for me, you guys.
Yeah, but I will say that, you know, I released like the standalone single, the Life is Glamorous song, and it was cool and I'm mm-hmm. proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, like there's just something about this new one that I've been teasing that's already, I'm like back on all these people's FYPs and algorithms.
Mm.
I get a bunch of like comments and messages like, oh my God, there you are. I haven't seen you
yeah.
in a minute.
Yeah.
Like, so that's a good
awesome.
Sign.
That's awesome.
But besides that, like it just, yeah, that was like one of the first songs I wrote for this upcoming album. And it's just so true to me. And I'm proud of how I sound on it. I'm proud of the production. We went in on that and it's like all real instruments. And the harmonies are crazy. It's like so many crazy stack choiry.
How do you write? Like, do you have an idea of a sound? Like when you're saying like the harmonies are stacked and mm-hmm. this is going to be like this anthem. Like, do you start with like a sound or you're like, this is the message that I want to communicate? Or like, is it something else? Like, how do you write?
So probably song to song. It's different. But for this one, we did everything on a piano or a guitar. Literally wrote the whole song like that. And then I brought it to one of my producers. Yeah, for the most part, it's that. I think I have to come in with like at least the sentiment
mm-hmm.
or like sometimes a title is like very much sticking out. Mm. Like Somebody's Gonna Love Me was, you know, that was kind of the mm-hmm. idea. Mm-hmm. And then we write it on a piano. And if you could write a great song on just piano without any production or any background vocals or anything, it's gonna be great.
Yeah.
And I have like a vision in my brain of how I want it to sound. And this whole, like that song in particular and the whole record is like that.
Mm.
Yeah. It's
how
like exactly
it take you to write?
That song.
Mm-hmm.
Hour and a half. 2 hours.
Nice.
Yeah. Some longer, but I'm kind of at the place now where, writing wise, we're going to get 95% of it that day or else we're not going to use it right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't crack it. We're not, it's not for now.
I used to try to crack songs for months and they're they never, cause you're trying to be too clever, you know?
Yeah.
And people, these fans these days, they're too smart. They're like, you could feel when someone's trying to go viral or when someone's trying to do something cute. Yeah. People just want artists to be authentic and genuine.
Yeah.
And it's so hard for an artist. And I'm sure like it has to have been for you too, to like really sit in that and figure it out yourself.
100%.
You know?
Yeah, especially just starting. Like, what is my voice? My point of view?
Right.
Like, all the things. All the things. But I want to know another gratitude from your life.
Another gratitude?
Some more gratitude. Something that you think of that you're like, I'm so grateful for this.
Well, I'm grateful to have, my parents were high school sweethearts.
Adorable.
Are still together. Just celebrated their wedding anniversary. I think it was their 40th.
Yeah. Okay.
It was their anniversary. Uh-huh. And we'll do like, doing a lot of plugs here.
I got you. Yeah.
We'll do ADR later.
Oh my gosh. That's beautiful.
So I was just like raised with, I just had a wonderful family. I never, and I had so many friends with like divorced parents or bad or unfortunate living situations or just different. And I'm just really lucky that I had that. And then off that, like, I'm grateful for them showing me so much music. Like we were talking about earlier, so many things. Yeah.
Getting back to your parents' love story. And then they had three boys.
Nightmare house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
fun nightmare. But
she couldn't keep no food in the pantry. Just everything gone at all times.
I would eat a whole box of cereal sometimes by myself. Yeah. Oh, we ate so much cereal. They started buying like the knockoff Lucky Charms, like the giant bags. Because we were just. Yes. Yeah.
We had the bag cereal too.
The brand was Malto Meal, if you remember.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was like instead of like Lucky Charms, it was like
you Lucky
know,
Lad.
It was not even lucky. It was like it was like marshmallow
stars.
Yeah,
or something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What are Rice either crunchies. Of your siblings married?
Older is
okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's also a high school sweetheart, which is crazy. And he has two kids who
adorable.
I'll die for.
Yeah,
I'll kill someone for him.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're so cute, and you know, like the younger one is a boy, and he's really into dinosaurs, and he's five, I think. And I just rewatched all the Jurassic Parks because we were talking about it. You know how good those movies
are? So good.
They're so good. Even the like ones that are like the last Chris Pratt one was like, but it's still so fun to watch.
Yeah.
That's the dream, is to be in like 9 Star Warses or 9 Harry Potters.
How you just get that? Just you booked it and 10 movies later, you're still in a, wow. What a role.
Role of a lifetime.
Okay, so your older brother's married, a high school sweetheart as well.
Yeah, and they live like 10 minutes from my parents. And then my younger brother lives like 25 minutes away from my parents, and I live 3 days drive away.
I live on the plane, bro. I live on tour, man.
Yeah, man. I live on the plane, brother. That's where I am.
Do you want to get married one day?
Yeah, I think so. I think sometimes I change my mind about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think some, like, well, part of me is like, I could be a Rolling Stone forever.
Sure.
Yeah. I could be. I would love to sing for the band, the Rolling Stones. But also, like, yeah, it'd be nice. Like, I don't know if I want kids, but I unfortunately know that I would be the best dad ever.
That's so interesting that you know you'd be the best dad, like, but then you don't know if you want them.
Well, I don't know.
Is it because you don't know if you want it to change your life? Like,
yeah, I think that, like, you know, I'll soon be a 19-year-old man, so
yeah,
I need to live out my
20s. And I'm not talking about like tomorrow. I'm talking about like in the future.
Sure, okay. Sure. I'd like to, but. I think it's I'm just so focused on rocking and rolling right now.
Yeah.
Making.
Live, honey.
Yeah. And I think I want to make like, they used to do like an album a year, essentially, in the 70s. And now everybody does like an album every like 3 years, mm-hmm. 3.5 years. I'm on track to be doing like one a year. This is my third one.
Wow.
And I want to keep doing that.
Good for you, bro.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. And it's like, I just, yeah, I want to, that's what I want to do right now is just pump out all this amazing mm-hmm. music that I have. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Let it out.
And I love doing all this stuff around it too. I love like, I write all my own music video treatments and come up with my album art and like, you know, do all that kind of stuff and like the kind of short form stuff we shoot, like all of it. I love having a hand in that. And a lot of people are like, you are controlling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have a vision.
I have to be. I can't, I'll take help, but I like to be really in the lead.
Yeah. There's times where like they'll send me a video to approve for like some artists. They just upload like their team will upload like, okay, we have this crazy clip from your stand up. We're going to post it. And they're like, all right, cool. I'm going to watch the clip and I'm going to say, can you shave off a quarter of a second?
Yes.
Just the silence at the end is lingering too long before I get to my next joke. It's going to look like the joke fell flat. So can you take off a quarter of a second, please? Sometimes I'm like that.
That I'm like that every time. That's why I just like started to edit my own videos because that you.
Well, I don't take it that far.
Only they only like only you are gonna see it that way. But it does make the difference. I really do believe it. Whether it's like the end for me, it's like the end of a chorus, and when it lands, it needs to start on the one.
Yeah,
and you nobody sees that as like necessary, but. I get what you mean.
Yeah. I'm going to start saying that now for all my ads. It needs to start on the one. Can you?
Let it start on the one. But even like, even a video starts and you have like a weird face, like you want to cut that part off.
Exactly.
But only you see that. Yep. But I truly, I support that. I think that's like.
Thank you.
That's what makes the difference sometimes.
I want to know one more gratitude from your life. But before that, I want to talk about your tattoos for a second. Do you have a favorite one? And
they're
what
all
was
fake.
Your first one? No,
they're
get out of here.
Yeah. No, I'm serious.
No, you already pulled that joke. Yeah. You already pulled that joke at me. I'm not going to fall for it again.
And this is a wig.
I'm not talking to you no more.
My first favorite? My first tattoo was this one, TCB.
And what is it?
The lightning bolt.
That's what does that mean? Elvis.
That's Elvis.
Oh, taking care of business.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
You've been to Graceland.
Okay, but sorry.
That was my first one. My favorite one.
Were you like, I am so badass when you?
I just got a brand new one.
Ooh, tell me about it.
It just says.
I love it. Bon voyage. I saw it and I was like, oh, I wonder what that means. I mean, I know what it means, but what does it mean to you?
Just like how it sounds.
Yeah, I'm on tour. I'm on tour, man. I live in the plane.
Kind of. Yeah. It's kind of just like I really am embracing just, just the like literally the journey, but it doesn't have that much deep meaning. Man. I think it is cool. I think French is so beautiful. Mm. And I just thought it looked cool.
I love that.
Yeah. I like my peak. I have a peacock up here.
Oh, okay.
Which is also an Elvis tattoo.
Is it the exact?
His windows.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's the exact one. Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. I have like five Elvis tattoos. Cool. This one though might be my favorite. And this is for the
Olympics
cinematic masterpiece close national treasure 2.
Stop seriously.
What?
Yeah, Manny loves national
treasure. Oh, they're the best. They're the best.
Such so fun movies.
Yeah, they're so I just feel so good when I like I literally cheer when he goes, we have to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
Or in the second one, he goes,
tear.
I've got to kidnap the president.
Yes. Like, if you say kidnap the president.
He puts the stone wall and the president goes, Ben. And he goes, I'm sorry, Mr. President. I had to get you alone. It's just so great.
You didn't tell me you could do that voice.
Well, I can't really.
No, that was spot on.
I have
on.
Chills.
What are
I
you talking about? That was spot on.
I like to do impressions. I think they're funny.
Yeah, well, who else do you do?
No, I can't.
Come on, gimme.
I do a good donkey from Shrek.
Okay, let's hear it.
Wait, let me warm up. Mm-hmm. Shrek! That's a really nice boulder, Shrek.
That's so good.
Yeah, I also, as soon as you said that, I went, boulder. That's a nice boulder.
It's a really nice boulder, Shrek.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm just in my car stimming by myself.
Can you do the stimming? Can you do the waffles in the morning? I'm making waffles.
In the morning, I'm making waffles. Yeah,
wow.
It's good.
Wow. Yeah. How do you discover the, like, oh, I could do this? What, you just start doing it and you're like, ooh, that's good. Clocking it, putting it in my Rolodex.
Yeah, do a bunch of them. If I wake up in the morning and my voice is like tired, I can do a killer Morgan Freeman. It's really good.
Wow. I'll you just start narrating.
I'll try.
Okay.
It's really quiet though. Ah, yes. Hello. I'm Morgan Freeman. It needs to be a little, I need to be a little more tired.
Yeah. It needs to be six in the morning. Here.
All right. Okay.
But yeah.
It's on its way.
Yeah.
It's a work in progress.
I could see it.
Yeah.
You said sometimes when I wake up in the morning and then my brain said, and when step outside.
Oh.
Wake up in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real.
Were you hitting the harmony over there?
No. What?
Yeah. She can sing. I cannot harmonize.
Are you a singer?
At my house in a karaoke and to my friends.
Oh, fun.
I'm a former musical theater kid.
Oh. Speaking of musical theater, I've been getting into doing some meetings with some Broadway shows.
Yeah.
I don't want to say on which one on here,
sure. Oh, have to tell me later.
You'll know it.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You'll know them. The ones.
Hints.
Yeah, so I think that's something I want to explore.
Absolutely.
A lot more.
Fun.
Yeah, I think I could really do it. And then there's a specific agent that I got for it. He took Nick Jonas and puts him in a show or whatever, finds a place for actors and artists and stuff. So, yeah, I want to do everything. I want to do it all.
You will.
Genuinely.
I am so happy for you. Every time you say, I'm like, you will. And I'm so happy for you.
I'm going to send you videos of when I go to the Comedy Chateau and do my 90 seconds.
Yeah. Not the Comedy Chateau.
Yeah. I saw it the other day and I was like, that's a real place.
Yes.
Is it open?
I've been. It's okay.
Well, it's probably not great, right? That's the point.
It's a chateau.
Good. I like that word. I want to live in a chateau so bad.
His next tattoo is going to say chateau somewhere. He's like, I just like the word.
That's a good idea. You've inspired him.
It's my favorite Elton John album is Honky Chateau.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you have an Elton John tattoo?
No, I don't.
You should get some glasses.
I should get some glasses.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, I got this in Rome. It's just like a, pillar.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. What's that ticket?
I got that in Montreal. It's just a ticket from 1957.
Adorable.
From a rock show or something.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
Well done.
All over. They're all over. Do you have any?
No, I have commitment issues.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
This is not what you want to have if you have commitment issues, that's for sure.
Oh, I couldn't do it. There's no way. But I want one, and we've talked about it before. So I want something with my husband, like us get the same thing, that maybe we design something that represents like our daughter or like the three of us or like something like that. But the one that I really want, my sister and I have been saying we're going to get a sisties tattoo of some sort because we're like besties and sisters. So we have to. We send each other different tattoo ideas. Never pull the trigger because, again, I have commitment issues. But right, this is where we've landed. I kind of want to do something like on her finger and my finger. And then when we come together, it like makes something, whatever, like I don't know what.
Sister.
Yeah.
Tia and Tamara Mallory.
Yeah, imagine Tia and Tamara. Get out of here.
Tia and Tamara.
I was like, or Mary Kate and Ashley.
Yeah.
Same vibes.
Just a bunch of like famous iconic sisters. And we're just like,
all your fingers.
Yes. It's like I'm in a gang, but I just sister love.
Which that also though makes me think, have you seen those I saw this recently where sisters or family, whoever, they would like hug and then you would mark where the you don't like that.
I didn't like it because
it
looks like
a rash. Exact way.
Well, so it'll be like I've seen where they hold their child's hand and then they mark it where their fingerprints are.
Well, she got a rash on the side of her hand.
Yeah, and they do little like stars, and now it's just like you have stars random on your hand, but it's supposed to be like where your kid held, but it still just looks weird.
It's a sweet thought.
It is a sweet thought, but it didn't look. I couldn't do it.
The one on the shoulder, they had done kind of like in a brown inked where it almost looked like freckles.
That's cool.
Which I thought that was kind of
That's almost like the stars. Like you, like, do you see it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's the Little Dipper. Can you see it?
And then everyone's kind of like,
yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, you see it, right?
Yeah. If you do enough mushrooms, you'll see anything.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, my parents were so like anti-tattoo. So I got this one that says mom. And I was like, can't hate it, mom.
Yeah.
Huge. It's like the original tattoo.
I love it. Yeah.
But their whole like, I've said so many great things about my parents, I can say.
Okay.
I'm not going to start talking some smack. No, I'm kidding. They were like, you don't want to like be 85 years old with tattoos, all saggy tattoos. And I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah, I do.
Like I thought they were right. And then I realized after I started getting tattoos, to see an old man with tattoos, I want to know everything.
Yeah.
You've lived some life. He's lived some life for sure.
100%. I love that.
Yeah. I don't smoke any cigarettes or anything, but if I turn 85, I might start just to be the tattooed
old guy.
Yeah. God willing.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Get the old bubblegum cigarettes.
Yeah.
Where it has one puff.
Yeah. I love to hold cigarettes, like unlit ones. I think it just James Dean.
Yeah, man.
It's cool. It's cool, man. On a plane.
Yeah. Sorry, you can't smoke that. No, I won't.
I'm not.
I never do.
Do you have a fake ashtray up there?
Yeah.
I don't know how to ash a cigarette. I'm like, that's how you know that. I was in acting class. We were doing a scene with a cigarette and my acting coach was just like, it was like me and this other guy. He's like, I've never been able to tell more that two people don't smoke than you guys. We're like, yeah.
This has been fun.
This is really fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for being here and just sharing your energy and your story with us.
Oh, thank you. And what I meant to add in one of my gratitudes is
let's do it.
Well, is that you invited me to come on because, like I said, I've been watching your videos for a while and I've been aware of who you are for a long time. And when my guy reached out about this podcast, I was like, oh my God, yes.
Oh, cool.
We get to hang out. That's awesome. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, that's beautiful. Thank you. I'm glad we met today, got to share energy today and just laugh.
Yeah.
And
are you playing soon in town?
I mean, I have a couple sets tonight, but.
Oh.
No, I
want to know where you're going to be if you're around town. I'd love to just come see. Yeah. The store, the factory, or whatever.
Once we press stop, I'll tell you about it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about a little show I might do.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, I'm so excited for you. Like,
thanks. Thank you so much.
Like you're crushing it, but I'm excited for. I can't wait to see what your life is gonna look like in 5 years. But honestly, shorter than that, but like in 5 years, I'm gonna go back to this episode.
Seven kids.
And
but, yeah, I told you.
Just he started gardening. He's like, meh. Yeah, I just can't wait to see what your life is gonna be like in 5 years. And I'm gonna go back to this episode and talk about listen to how we talked about like how you write songs, and I'm gonna listen to whatever song that you're, you know, chart topping at the moment, and just be so grateful for this time that I got to sit down with you today. So thanks for sitting here with us.
Thank you so much. We'll have to have you out to a show too.
My mom has to come.
It'll be the most fun. Like you guys will have a blast. Everybody has a ball at the shows. Yeah,
I bet. I love it. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you everybody for watching and listening.
Yay.
See ya.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience, and while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino, the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino, always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.